This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Fan Morning Show pre-show. And by the way, Dunkin' is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show and the pre-show and all of us here. So good morning to you. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's in his spot, Jim Colony. He'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris Mack. How is everything?
It's great. I've got my Dunkin' coffee right here, actually.
I have my coffee, too.
Got it. Right here. I'll do the dramatic sipping of the coffee on the air.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Oh, there it is. All right, an update real quick before I get to a question I thought of last night. Oh, There it is. Kidney stone update. It's still it's still in there. I drank tons of water yesterday. I counted. Between the hours of 5 a.m. and 8 p.m., I peed 31 times. I counted.
Dear God.
31 times. Yeah, between. If you break it up, it's not that much.
It's like every 6 minutes or so.
I peed a lot. Between 5 a.m. and 8 p.m., it was 31 times. My back still hurts like heck, but it's now turned into more pressure than straight pain. Again, it feels like somebody's blowing up balloons in my back. But carry on, happy Thursday. We'll get through it. It is what it is. I walked a little bit more yesterday. It's a weird. It needs to come out. But I drank so much water. All right, to the question, because nobody wants to hear about kidney stones anymore, and so they just want to see the baby, and I can't wait for it to come out. So here we are. Okay. I thought of this last night, and I didn't get it from anywhere on the internet. You see, like, these questions or anything. I was just thinking about something. I wonder... I don't even know what brought it about. Maybe I was watching the news or whatever. And producer Matt, you could think about this as well. If I were to give you this choice right now, you could be, let me think of an age, 35 years old, and you have $10 million, okay? And you start your life at 35 years old with $10 million, or you could be born today into a middle-class family, starting at zero, one day. Which would you choose and why? I thought about that today.
I'm 35, but I don't have any of the experiences of the last 35 years.
You got
$10 million as a 35-year-old with $10 million. I want to be the 35-year-old with the $10 million.
Okay. All right. Producer Matt?
So I'm missing out. We're saying I'm missing out on the first 35 years of my life.
Yeah, you're just 34,
you're
35, whatever. And you get plopped down.
Oh, I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't do it.
No?
You wouldn't have any childhood memories?
Nope.
None of that?
No.
I mean, that's the best part of your life.
Well, hold on. Do you show up in perfect physical condition?
Yeah, you're good. You're ready to go. $10 million in your pocket.
You can replicate all the things from childhood as the grown 35-year-old who's just shown up.
Now I've started something.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, you can.
You cannot.
You can play video games. You got $10 million, Matt. You can play video games all day. You can go sledding when there's a snowstorm. You can have all the fun that you would have had as a kid as a 35-year-old, too. So think about it as a full-grown human. And you got $10 million in the bank.
Yeah, full-grown man.
Important question
here. Grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Is everything new to you as a 35-year-old?
You sound like Colony now. You can't just go with it. You've got to ask. You got to have all
no,
these asterisks.
No, it's important. I think it's
is
important.
Is everything new to you? No,
yes.
you just fold into society. Okay? You just fold in. It's not like...
As if you've been here for 35 years.
Correct, but you don't have... And you're a single guy with no family. You just drop into earth. 35 years old, 10 million bucks in your pocket. You know the language. You don't have a... It's like you woke up from a coma. Okay? Oh, my gosh, Colony. Okay, what kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of clothes do you wear? Do you speak the language? Are you allergic to onions? Let me ask you. I love you.
You got to go with the 35-year-old and the 10 million bucks. You have to. I don't care what kind of contingency.
Well, here's the thing. What if you are that kid and you end up making more? Like, what if you're successful? What if you bet on your talk about betting on yourself, so to speak, as that kid? Because here's the thing. What's life expectancy? 78?
76, 78,
something,
yeah,
around there. So you're lopping off half of your life, about half of your life, almost, you know, right?
Yeah.
So are you...
No, but I have the freedom to do whatever I want with those last 40 years.
I know what brought this up yesterday. I was talking to someone, and their daughter got a concussion. And it got into the conversation. Do you remember when Ryan Clark, I know exactly what brought this about when I was thinking about this, when Ryan Clark goes, listen, and this was like way back, this might have been 8 years ago on ESPN, right when he first started or whatever, he was like, hey, listen, we get into this game, stop kidding yourself, we know we're going to be messed up at the end of our life. And it was like one of the most real things Ryan Clark ever said or anybody ever said on ESPN. And that's what I got to thinking about this, for instance. And so that's where I am with it.
I think it's a good question.
Yeah. See? By the way, somebody's asking, what's the song that plays before the pre-show? Give me the green light. Do you know the title of it?
I think it is Green Light.
Green Light.
It's Green Light by
what's that guy's name? The piano guy, the sexiest man of the year.
John Legend.
Yes. John Legend, Green Light.
Green,
okay.
Light by John Legend.
Okay,
yeah.
Green Light by John Legend. All right, continue. Now, so continue. So you're Jason Bourne with $10 million or something, somebody said.
Yeah. Who signs up to go through all the pain and agony, especially of like the prepubescent childhood years? And
I don't know, man. Some of the best times I ever had in my life was like 11 years old playing baseball, you know?
That's why I asked the question about experiencing things for the first time, because that's a lot of what childhood, that's what makes it great, is, oh, you go to a game for the first time. That's amazing. You remember that, you know?
Yeah. Yes, but you have no memories of life, Matt. You're 35. You can experience everything, but through the eyes of, like I said, a grown-ass man. You're an adult.
We're going to talk about this till 10 o'clock, by the way.
And you have a bank account. Your bank account is filled. It's filled. You have all. I know people say money isn't everything.
Oh, I'd like to try that out.
Exactly. Exactly. To have the freedom. You've got $10 million worth of freedom. You want to go to Fiji over the weekend? You book that NetJet and fly to Fiji for the weekend. You want to go to a ball game for the first time? You go to a ball game for the first time, as long as you're one of the...
All right, let me spin it this way then, Matt. What number would I have to get to for you to choose the 35-year-old option?
Oh, money-wise?
Yes.
See, yeah. I don't even know if it's about the money, really.
Okay. Matt's too damn altruistic.
I don't know. I am getting convinced the more I hear you talk about it, though, that that might be the better option. I can be swayed.
Okay. Oh, here's why the guy asked. The guy sends me a DM. He goes, okay, I just heard the answer on air. It sounds really bad and should not be the intro song for a sports show. Thanks. Okay.
Oh,
we went through this like a couple months ago. We put that out there, and a lot of people say,
thanks.
Actually, it absolutely should be. We love it. It wakes me up every morning, and we love it. So it's going to stay. So you're voted down. We appreciate the feedback, but you're voted down, honestly.
I think it's on a 5-year reign, isn't it?
Right, yeah. People love it.
You're going to start the show at Holy Diver,
right,
by Dio.
Yeah, we want that, or we want...
Renegade.
Yeah, Renegade, or I Love Rock and Roll, or something.
Something by Donny
Let's
Iris.
Get this party started. Let's get it started here. Let's get it started here. Something like that, right?
How about This Is Our House by Joe Grushek?
Yeah, maybe. This is our house. this. They got
Andrew Filippinati.
Yeah. Greg Giannotti.
Chris Mueller.
Yeah. Anyway, no, again, there have been a few people that have said the same thing, but the vast majority, when we took a poll one day, it was like 89%, 91% were like, no, we like the song. It gets our day moving. So there we are. It's staying. It's sticking. It is what it is. Matt, you don't have a number? There's no number that you would say that?
You know what?
It's fine. You don't have to. I'm not trying to wrangle you into it. I respect you.
Have
I
you given an answer yet, by the way?
Yeah, I would no, be the kid.
You'd be the kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
I'd be the kid. Because here's why. I'd love to have a ton of money. Love to. But I've realized the older I've gotten, I can get by just kind of getting by. Like, I'm okay with it, you know? I'm all right with it.
And there's a lot of ways you can screw up $10 million, too, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could run through it real quick.
Yes.
We've seen enough celebrities and athletes over the years run through their money real quick. But it's not about having a big house or the fanciest stuff or anything like that. It's the freedom it allows you to do exactly what you want to do and experience all those experiences that you wouldn't have in your memory bank from childhood.
Yes. Yes. So I'm all right getting by. So I'd be the...
Then if you want to get married, you know, as a 35-year-old, a little bit more difficult than, say, you know, a 20-something-year-old.
Well, it's actually a lot more easier when you got $10 million bucks. There's a lot of ugly guys. With $10 million, they've got knockout wives.
Pretty good point.
Wives. W-I-F-E-S. Wives. You're right about that. So, it's actually not. Have you ever seen some of these guys that look like Quasimodo with a lot of money? And they've got, you know.
Good point.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Anyway, I don't know. Just something to think about. You may hear this again later on in the show when people actually wake up. I wonder where Colony would go with this.
Because I was going to say, I'm sure if you bring that up with Jim later on in the show, he'll go on for like 15 minutes without even answering
the
question.
Know what? Save this
right
for if we have like, we need like a bathroom break. Colin's got to pee like 37 times an hour. I got to go get more coffee.
Yes.
Just tee Jim up for this, and then we can all walk away for 20 minutes.
Yes.
And by the time we come back, he'll still be going.
And the age, 35, I think, is a good age that makes you think. It really is.
Yeah. It's like midway through life, right?
That's exactly why
just
I picked it,
life
Matt.
Expectancy.
Good job there, Matt.
Yep. I'm catching on.
Colony will be, though. He'll be like, wait a minute, though. Do you know how to read Hebrew? Do you know how to walk down a flight of stairs backwards? Like, he'll have all these different asterisks.
He will start to answer the question about 37 times, and each time will stop mid-sentence and go pivot back in the other direction. Well, I think I'd like to be 30, when I was a kid, and then it would go back and forth, and he would veer until back and forth until he finally made a decision, like I said, like 20 minutes.
Well, if you just got plopped here at 35, how would you know how to drive? So you'd have to hire somebody, and that would cost X amount of dollars a year. But I don't know. And but would you have the working knowledge of because you hadn't been – just answer the freaking question, Jim. That's exactly how this is going to go. I'm going to tell you that's how this is going to go.
Well, have I suffered concussions?
Right.
What's my...
Why would it come to me? Do you have medical care?
CTE?
Do you have insurance?
Right.
Is your insurance through UPMC or is it through AGH? Because that changes things for me. You know.
How close am I to the nearest grocery store?
I mean, he's going to have, Chris, all kinds of different qualifiers, as he always has.
That's part of the reason we need to block out a large chunk of time for this if we're gonna bring it to Jim.
I may even ask Mitch Keller this later on today when we talk to him at 8 o'clock. so there's that. Jeff Hathor.
You know who would give us an actual thoughtful
Jeff
but
Capel?
Brief answer? Jeff Capel would give us a well reasoned, long thought.
I know
out,
it'd be too
answer.
Smart, and we'd be like, wow, that's too good of an answer.
Whoa,
sorry, we're just
blown.
Trying to have fun.
Jeff Hathorn,
you're right.
Who you were just about to plug, is
7:30.
On 7:30. he would be so pretty brief with it and have really good logic behind it.
He'd
snap it to you in like 30 seconds.
All right. I'll probably ask him. Probably not Scott Pioli at 7:30 because he'll never come on again from NFL Network. So we'll get into that. And Jeff Capel, he joins at 9:30. If you got all that, we got those four guests. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk today. And it is what it is. Good Thursday morning to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.